Welcome to the Hackberry House of Chosun. My name is Bob, reading today from the Free Grace Broadcaster, a periodical that can be delivered to your door free every quarter. If you'll just contact the ministry of Mount Zion Bible Church, you can reach them by email at chapel@mountzion.org. I use their materials with permission. Doing Charles Simeon today. Charles Simeon was an Anglican clergyman who lived from 1759 to 1836. The whole theme of the quarterly this quarter is spiritual mind six as his text. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. The world in general is much mistaken with respect to the means of solid happiness. It seeks the vanities of time and sense in hopes of finding satisfaction. It shuns religion under the idea that it would make it melancholy. But the way of the transgressor is hard. Excuse me. On the contrary, the ways of religion afford both peace and pleasure. The testimony of St. Paul respecting this is clear and decisive. His words naturally lead us to consider the difference between the carnal and the spiritual mind. Number one, in their operations. By the carnal mind, we understand that principle of our fallen nature that affects and idolizes carnal things. The spiritual mind imports the principle that leads the soul to spiritual objects and is implanted by the Holy Spirit in the hearts of the regenerate. The difference between these two principles is discoverable in our thoughts. The thoughts will naturally be fixed on the objects that are best suited to the reigning principle. To these objects they recur with frequency, fervor, and complacency. If we be under the dominion of a carnal principle, we shall be thinking of some pleasure, profit, honor, or other worldly vanity. If we be led by a spiritual principle, God, Christ, and the concerns of the soul will occupy the mind. The principles will also operate on the affections. Whatever we most esteem, we desire it when absent, hope for it if it be attainable, love the means of attaining it, and rejoice in it when secured. If there be danger of losing it, we fear. The means that would deprive us of it, we hate, and if it be lost, we grieve. The carnal mind is thus exercised about carnal objects. The spiritual mind is thus exercised about spiritual objects. Hence that caution given us with respect to the affections: set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth, Colossians 3:2. The principles will yet further influence our aims and ends of action. A carnal man can act only from carnal motives. He will have carnal aims even in spiritual employments. A spiritual man, on the contrary, will act from spiritual motives. He will act with spiritual views, even in his temporal concerns. The one will seek his own interest or honor, and the other God's glory, 1 Corinthians 10:31. This difference in the operation of the two principles causes a corresponding difference. Secondly, in their effects. The effect of the carnal principle is awful beyond measure. This principle reigning in us proves us destitute of life. Yea, rather the reign of it is itself a state of spiritual death. It must forever terminate in everlasting death. God hath irreversibly decreed it, and it must be so in the very nature of things. The effect of the spiritual principle is inexpressibly glorious. Wherever it prevails, it is a proof of spiritual life. It is also invariably the means of filling the soul with peace. Nor can it issue otherwise than in eternal life and peace. This also is according to the express constitution of God, and it must be so in the very nature of things. the carnal-minded, in what a lamentable state are they whose consciences testify that their thoughts, affections, and aims are altogether carnal. Let it be remembered that it is God who declares this. Who would dare to continue in such a state another day? Let those who feel their misery plead that promise. There is the same grace for them as has been effectual for others. And then the spiritual-minded, happy are they who are of this description. Let such adore the grace that has caused them to differ from others. Let them endeavor to improve in spirituality of mind. Let them guard against relapses, which will destroy their peace. And let their eyes be fixed upon the eternal state, where their present bliss shall be consummated in glory. That's from Horae Homileticae, Book of Romans, Volume 15. That was written in 1833, put together by Charles Simeon. A short one today, but I think full of meaning that will last you for quite some time if you go after this. Spiritual mind, carnal mind. He makes it pretty clear, doesn't he? Well, there are works of other great men of God on this site. Go two-thirds of the way down my page that you're on right there and look for the sermons by series, and click on that, and you will see lots of different series and things that you can be blessed by. North Korea audios are among that. Go to the North Korea audio weblog, and you will see hundreds of audios about that place. You can check out the Quran, Muhammad, and prophecy studies. I'll take you through the Bible a couple of times, asking questions. I've got other commentaries besides Romans that we're doing right now. Lots of books and a whole lot more. Do browse and be blessed. Then go to www.criesfromamongus.com to see another subject that I really want us to be engaged with. This is the Hackberry House of Chosun. Lord willing, we'll talk again real soon. Bye-bye.